You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
That's how God roll out. I don't plan to make nobody mad. Check me in the spirit realm. Some people up in here real deep. I don't plan to make nobody mad, but I'll roll the truth to you. Just what this mess is about. If you love your brothers and sisters, you'll tell them the truth. Oh, people get mad at you. And they false accuse you. Then they get some people who weak in spirit men to come and comply and get on the same page with them. Ask somebody who don't like me. You ask them why they don't like me. They say, I don't know. I just don't like her. You don't need to like her either. They say, I got you. I'm on the program with you. Is it okay? I'm talking about me, nobody else. What did I do to you for you not to like me? If I'm in this word here, that should not be a problem because you want the word to get in you. What have I done to you? Did I come to your house and steal your man? You don't about want him and I don't either. Let's keep it real. We need to challenge ourselves. There's some people up in here that got some wrong information about me and the church and everything else. Don't tell me, I know it. You're listening down what people drop in your spirit, man, and mess you up, and you have to start all over again. Because they gone with their flip-flam game. And you still jacked up in the mess up. I wonder, is it God? I wonder, is it not? You get him, and then you'll find the difference. I'm glad God didn't put me on the money thing, because the money will eat your tail up. Oh, they just try to get my money. You get Jesus, you won't have to worry about their money. I ain't hear nobody. He has proven me because he told me leave the job and I can give you more. He didn't tell me he's going to give me a rich man. He said, I'm rich. You do what I said do, I'm going to give you what you need. I ain't hear nobody up in the house. But I give him praise today. We don't want this truth to settle down in our spirit because it'll make something happen. It'll allow you to see and view things different. I ain't hear nobody. But I come today, not to make nobody mad, but if it were my authority, when nobody I meet will be not saved, when I tell you what the Lord has done for me, out there in a nasty and rotten land, when I hear somebody got AIDS, I pray for them because it could have been me or you. Don't act like you exempt. When you're hollering, laying down with fleas, you'll get fleas. You don't know where the fleas come from, but you just know they're eating you. So I'm so grateful to him. I'm so grateful to him. AIDS ain't too hard for God. It's just to let you know I ain't playing with you. Heart attack ain't too hard for God. I want you to know I am. Diabetes, whatever it is, it ain't too hard for him. It ain't too hard. But we make it hard because we won't commit ourselves to a relationship. We so jacked up with religions and tradition till we can't stand 6 months. That ain't of God. He came to me and we were ours the other night. Why he didn't come to you before he tried to get you right? I ain't hear nobody up in here. Everything we say is for him, it ain't him. It's something to shift your tail. The Lord spoke to me. Say she been hating me 6 months. Well, won't you pray for 6 months? And see who come out on the winning end. Is it okay? You're going to have some people don't like you as long as you live on this side. Even if you're getting down with the game. Hell, you have been to a house party, everybody friend with each other. Smoke your dope and steal the rest of it. Eat your food and take the rest home with them. Look at yesterday, all that food. Now people were getting them plates. I ain't cooking tonight. I ain't hear nobody. Yes, sir. That's enough. I done made too many people mad. Mm-hmm. But today we're going to come from Zechariah, the 7th chapter. Brother Emmanuel, would you read for me, start at verse 9 and go to the entirety of 14 for me? And I appreciate you.
Zechariah, the 7th chapter, starting at the 9th verse. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart.
Who?
But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yeah, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it has come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate.
Will you read it to the Amplifier?
In the Amplified, thus has the Lord of hosts spoken, execute true judgment and show mercy and kindness and tender compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow or the fatherless, the temporary resident or the poor, and let none of you devise or imagine or think evil against his brother in your heart. But they refused to listen and turned a rebellious and stubborn shoulder and made heavy and dull their ears that they might not hear. Yes, they made their hearts as an adamant stone or diamond point, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent by his spirit through the former prophets. Therefore, there came great wrath from the Lord of hosts. So it came to pass as he cried and they would not hear, he said, so they shall cry and I will not answer, says the Lord of hosts. But I will scatter them with a whirlwind among all the nations whom they know not and who know not them. Thus the land was desolate after they had gone, so that no man passed through or returned. For they, the Jews, by their sins, had caused to be laid waste and forsaken the pleasant land, the land of desire.
Look at your neighbor and say, your sins will mess you up.
Your sins will mess you up.
Now, if you don't believe your sin will mess you up, don't say nothing. But your sin will mess you up. And we don't want to identify sin as oppressor and a depressor. That sin will put you in the category of exempt. You know, when you definitely, until a woman really want to be celibate, you don't mess with her. I ain't hear nobody. Because they say, what you talking to me about? This something I've been a participant in all my life, and I ain't going to quit because you telling me what you telling me. But the Lord sent me to a ministry where the word of God was so powerful as a two-edged sword up and down. It just convict you and they didn't call your name. Ain't nobody hearing that. I know some people up here could get down with that. But when you want God to bring you out of your sin camp and you want God to deliver you from your own self, then a fear of him will come in for yourself. You don't have to go home and be hating and try to get you a calendar from down there to the Keystone store and burn it on somebody and put some scriptures from song on their name. But you allow God to get your attention and say, God, I want you to do something in me. Because some things I did not know the price that I must pay. Say, the price we don't pay, sin will travel from you to your children and all of theirs, and you keep on going. Amen. I ain't hearing nobody. Some things that you jacked up in and you say it's okay, don't nobody know about it, but you and the person you doing it with, that would be released to some other people that you love so dear.
Amen.
Can I get somebody in the house?
Amen.
And some you don't have to take on, but we take them on because it look like it's beneficial.
Amen.
Can I get a witness in the house?
Amen.
But I began to look at this passage of scripture, said, when thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, execute truth judgment, and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother. Let me tell you one thing. God has been a merciful God to all of us. He's been a father among the fatherless. I ain't hear nobody. Our God has made something happen for some people. Ain't never seen the daddy, and the mama don't know who the dad is. Is that all right? Sometimes we hit and miss, and sometimes we ain't close nearby. You had a night of dreaming, and you got wrong mixed information. So what, he don't look like you, feed him long enough, he'll start looking like you. Is that okay? But we ain't going to go there. So when I began to look at how, what is requirement? In the book Deuteronomy, the 10th and 12th chapter, and he said, now, O Israel, what do the Lord thy God require thee but to fear him? We don't have no fear of God, not because if we did, as I told you the story about my son, my grandson. My grandson was, he wasn't 20. Or was he 20? Maybe he was 21. I don't know. I can't get them. But when you saw God work this miracle, they had told you 25 years. And God dropped it down just for probation period. That was enough for you to get a feel of this power. I don't know nothing about. But you going to not believe that God did this thing. Oh, my granddad is great. He got money. Anything I get in, he got some money. He can get me out wrong information. You ruling out God Almighty got your butt out. And he's the same God will let you get in again. And he will be the same God will let you stay in till he decides to let you out. So sin will produce pain, hardship, many misery, many rejection, many things sin will do for us. I ain't hearing about it. Brother Gerald, you sleep. I need some music, because when you get people on this level here, you can't talk to them. They'll go to sleep to you. He said, I refine you to fear me. Then I want you to make up your mind you're going to walk forward in the things of me. It's a hard thing to really fear God. Some got to come real tragic to some people. Like some people been on the operation table. And the hard head gave out, and Dr. Jesus, I'll step back in. And it'll get you confused if you were there and you saw the miracle that he performed. And that person take it to none effect and go back to doing the same thing that they did before God worked the miracle. That means that you don't want to come from sin. You don't want to come to this power that allow you to recognize, I have all power. I want you to come into it. My God, my God. I had an aunt. She had a tumor in her heart. And she was a Sunday school teacher, and I ain't knocking down there. And she was always bragging about her church, and I do like that. But my father was living at this time, and she messed around and forgot about her Sunday school people wasn't there, and she got drunk. And Daddy said, all that the Lord has done for you, laid your heart to come out and lay it on the table. Go in there and take the sis out and put it back in, and it worked. And you taking for granted somebody looking at you. I'm looking at you first. You can't play with him like that. That's what Dad is saying. Guess what she had today? She had the same occurrence to come back again. I know we ain't got no people fear God. And that one took her out of here. She went over there and joined the Jehovah Witness group. Looking for love. He is love. And he love all of us. So for some of the mess we got in, that don't show proof love, that you don't want him to come to you with his love. So this time when she got sick, she had got her boyfriend, and they riding around on the Harley Davis, old as she was. Got uniform alight. And the cheering off to whip him, because he was waiting till the money be released where he can get some too. But I seen him work many miracles. And I want to go with me. Don't go to nobody else. The natural doctor can tell you time is up on this side. You can tell all your family, they can pretend they love you and they get on a prayer meeting, but if you keep on being sick after a while, they're going to shut it down. But old Dr. Jesus, if you invite him in, If he don't allow you to live, he can save you. Because some people can't live save on the side. They have to go on home. Because they've been so jacked up all their life and doing what they want to do. When this young man asked me, do you think I can live with AIDS? I said, you can. I said, but what I want you to grab a hold to, if God don't heal you with AIDS, you want him to save you. And AIDS won't matter when he saves you. So I hope that he heard what I tried to tell him. You done got yourself in a situation for wrong information. Couldn't nobody tell you nothing. And whatever that you were relying on, you thought the reliability of it was greater than the power of Almighty God. So you brought yourself to this situation. Well, I keep saying this today. I gave you many opportunities for you to seek me. And oh, by the way, he wasn't an old man when he left out of here with AIDS. Some people have it and live a long time. Some don't live a long time. Any disease, heart, infection in your body, whatever you name, it can take you out of here. But don't give it credit. You give him the credit. That if you let me live, I'll be truth with myself. Can I get somebody in the house? If you ain't truth with yourself, you can't be truth with your brother. This is what it's saying down in the end of and compassion every man to his brother. If you ain't truth with yourself, how can you have compassion and love for your brother? It's a whole lot of people saying need love songs of Jesus. You ain't loving him like that because you ain't seen him like that. But you see your brother and sister every day, and you nasty as you want to be to that brother or sister. Because sometimes we think we done meet and reach the plateau, we done made it somewhere. Well, do we make it without Jesus? Because anything you done made a greater addition on, it can be taken away from you. Even the healer come in and heal you, that situation can come back again and it'll take you out. Can I get somebody in the house? And oppress not the widows, nor the fatherless. Are we just depress everybody because we depress ourselves. But when you make up your mind, really make up your mind to listen. To listen to the, why we don't get no deliverance, because Pastor Grant is too long and she loud and she just ain't been trained. I don't want to be trained by who you say trainer is. It's a trainee or train you anywhere you need to go. But I have an ear to listen. And everybody don't get one because you want to listen to what make you feel like you in the right high place. Amen. I ain't hear nobody. And when you done did this, then he can show you about this love. Fear him. Walk after the things of him. Then you're going to begin to tap into the love. Amen. Don't worry about somebody don't love you. You love them. Amen. It's going to benefit you. And it's going to hurt them. I ain't hear nobody. But I give him praise. Verse 11, but they refuse. That's why the body is now. The body refused to hearken. That means humble yourself. Get rid of you and your mess. And who you think you are. I'm going to build me a ministry and it's going to be on all. If you build it yourself, it'll be just that. Amen. But if you don't build it on a solid foundation, it ain't going to be that or nothing. But I said, how is it? How is it? I thought about when I put the church on the fast. I heard the Lord say those fasts is for individual. And I've been doing it. Hell and high water didn't jump up on me behind it. And I know what I'm talking about. I said, Lord, I leave it alone. Got Pharaoh's spirit. Don't believe nothing. Because everything God sent through Moses to Pharaoh, he rejected. He had a counterfeit. Some people talking about I pass fast an hour. All that hell in you, you need more than 1 hour to fast. That ain't no fast. You just, they couldn't get you now a sandwich for an hour. And I don't believe, some say, I don't believe it with God, but if an apostle told you, you've been trying to hop on it. I ain't mad, but that's the way we get down. Huh? Fall out and jump up, pasta? Pasta? My God. And I have to go home with him, but I believe God is greater than not telling the truth. I want to tell my brother and sister the truth, that God ain't nobody to play with. And if you have not encountered that, you don't know what you're talking about. If you ain't been rebellious, disobedient, and do what you want to do, and we got a whole lot of them spirits everywhere you go. The Lord told me something about a person. You've been taking that job to be your God, but I'm finna allow some whip to come on your tail. I'm gonna see what you gonna think. I ain't hear nobody, and I lie not. When you think you done jumped up and made it somewhere, you better be careful. So I'm gonna jump out the woodwork and come and get you. My God, I give you praise. We won't pull away from junk that hindering us, cause we embrace things that make me look like and make me feel like I got it going on. The devil is a liar. I ain't listening to the voice of the Lord because I don't need it no more. We need him when we're in a hard, hollow place. You done got some tests and the tests ain't running well. Oh, Jesus. I'll pay you. Yes, I will. He said, you're lying. As soon as I release this healing, you're going to go back to being your nasty self. I bless his name. I told the Lord I wanted this house so bad. I said, Lord, I'm going to have Bible study on Tuesday night if you let me have this house. Because I really love this house. There's some people up here, ain't nothing wrong with it, but love him more. He said, how can you have Bible study on Tuesday night? You don't want nobody to go and pull on your drapes. You know these untrained children will pull them down. You ain't going to be benefiting me when you up there jacked up in you. I just want the benefits of Lord. Let me have this house where I can show out. Look what I got. Oh, somebody better hear me today. This is what I did. He said, I'm going to show you I ain't nobody to play with. Your little happy black tail finna get up out of this house. And you going to leave everything up in here. How you going to like that? I ain't hear nobody in the house. You done played with me too many times. I done gave you many opportunities to get healed, get delivered. You've been in the hospital. You've been on Skid Row crazy street. Back this little during house. I'm going to allow you to be about it. What you going to do then? I ain't hear nobody up in here. If you think it's somebody to play with, hear my story. He ain't a toy that you're going to play with. You don't microwave him and you don't prostitute him. Lord, I'm going to serve you if you let me stay up in here where I can act like I done made it. Somebody got to pay the bills up in there. Or else you won't be up in there. Can I get a witness? You mess around with these shell shop men, they'll burn the house up with you and them little baby children in there. So I said, forgive me. I'm still repenting. As I opened my mouth and said to the congregation, how stupid can I be when he got many houses and you don't have to go through hell or stay in that house? You can get him and he'll provide for you in the house. It might not be the one you want, but it'll be a house with a roof over your head. I come to praise him today. When you hear, I require of you, that's his word. You look around, I rebuke that spirit, I'm required of you. Because you've been playing with me too long. You think I'm a sugar daddy. I am that in some moment, but don't take me to be your sugar daddy. I repented many days when the water leaking on my head. I repented many days when the flow fell in. I repented many days when the cabinet fell off the hinges. It's a price you pay when you won't let God. You won't hear. We won't hear because you go tell somebody, let it go. I don't work too hard. I ain't letting nothing go. You better get up out of my face or I slap you. He said, let it go. I ain't going to do it. So you keep on working on trying to keep it. It'll take you out of here sometime. I told a person from my experience, every time I look up, they were talking about this darn house. I said, you think God only built one house? You got it mixed up. Let them have the house. I can't do it. I said, well, get out of my presence. You catch the hell that you say you can't do. You want the hell? Keep it. I ain't wasting no more of my time because I done told you the truth. You are my brother, and I should have love for you when you in trouble. If you've been in trouble and God brought you out, you got something to tell your brother and sister. Don't worry about your name ain't Bishop Tutu. Bishop Tutu might ain't went through nothing. He just got some learning. But when you done been through it, that's a learning. That's an experience. If don't nobody listen, you remind yourself. I hearken to the voice of the Lord. I'm so sorry. I thought I was supposed to have it. Because we look at our natural work. We look at what I've done. I'm helping somebody up in here who jacked up on a house today and get mad if you want to. You can have a car problem. I bet you walk long enough, you will have some problem, you will know. A few animals come in and you can't get them out. Amen. Are we listening? He don't have to come. Because somebody will say, I believe God can come in this building. You telling a lie. His spirit will come in and you don't recognize his spirit in here. Amen. If he come in the natural man, you'll be in a lie and deny it, so it ain't him. So he'll release his spirit up in here for those who will listen. Be discerning. Be attentive. I need something from you. Because I'm tired of catching hell, me and my stupid self. I bring trouble to myself. God can tell you don't do it, but I'm going to do it. He said, go on and do it. I'm going to let you do it so you'll know the power I possess. You're going to cry out to me, but I ain't going to hear you because you've been rebellious to me. You taking me for a toy to play with. I'm in the house. Because when we keep doing the same thing, you don't believe that there's a God. You just heard about him. And you don't know the power of him. He'll put you down and you can't get up. He'll set you down. I ain't here to lay you down or take you out of here. But I give him praise because I want him to hear my cry when I've been rebellious and stiff-necked and hard-headed. Disobedient generation of people, look at our youth. They don't believe nothing. They believe getting high is the best thing to happen to them. Some of these 14-year-old children on that strong drug, they don't even hear their mama, don't even know where they at. They don't care. Go to school and sit up there like a lummy dummy. I ain't got to do nothing. Don't mess up with my sleep because I got to get it on. Some don't even go that direction. And their mama and them up there trying to pacify them demons and spirits in them. School ain't nothing but an institution for you to get rid of them for 8 hours or however many hours they stay. But he says,
you've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.